R-A-Y-V-E. R-A-Y-V-E. Rave Cream Shampoo presents Grand Marquis. Grand Marquis, lighted by stars, twinkling, glowing, blazing with myriad lights and colors against the night sky. Rave Cream Shampoo's mammoth billboard announces another exciting evening in the world of make-believe. Grand Marquis stars Olin Soule and features Beryl Vaughn in a light-hearted tale of cross-country romance, A Woman's Place. And now a greeting from our young star, Olin Soule.
Thank you, please, Kirby. And on behalf of Rave Cream Shampoo, I extend a hearty welcome to you all. And now a word about our play. That is, if you can find a word to describe A Woman's Place. Don Hamilton couldn't until he found himself driving with a stranger, a perfectly lovely stranger, and to complicate things, Sue Elwood had brains. But first,
just wait until you see how Rave, sensational cream shampoo, transforms your hair. Yes, Rave uncovers glorious new natural color you never dreamed was in your hair. Not a dye, not a tint, not a soap. Rave is the cream shampoo for color and gleam. Rave bursts into billows of lather, even in hard water, rinses out fast, removes all loose dandruff. And Rave contains lanolin, doesn't leave your hair dry and straw-like, but beautifully pliable, gleaming, and so richly colorful. For a lovelier you, uncover new natural color in your hair with Rave Cream Shampoo. Get Rave, R-A-Y-V-E, Rave Cream Shampoo, at all drug department and 10-cent stores. Handy tube, 60 cents. Family size, $1. Get Rave today. Don Hamilton is an industrial engineer, and a good one. He plans his work, and he plans his life. Right now, he's leaving for California, but he isn't gone yet, and things can happen, even to an industrial engineer.
Well, hat, scarf, coat. Tip for the maid. Key. Yeah, that does it. So long, little room. I'm off to California. And now what? I'd have known I couldn't get away on schedule. Hello?
I have a person-to-person call from Los Angeles, California, for Mr. Donald Hamilton. Is he there?
Yeah, this is Mr. Hamilton.
Very well, sir. One moment, please. Here's your party.
Hello, Don?
Nancy. Is that you?
Mm-hmm. Surprise.
Well, did you get my telegram?
Of course, and I just had to call you. I'm so excited.
Well, I was just leaving the apartment when you called.
You were?
Mm-hmm.
Golly, it's lucky I caught you. Will you do me a favor, Don?
Why, sure. Why not?
Mother thought it'd be nice if you could bring my cousin out with you.
Your cousin?
Mm-hmm.
Well, fine. Glad to have some company. Oh, but I did want to leave today.
Oh, that'll be all right. I've already called her, and she said she'd be all ready.
Yeah. Her? She?
Yes, her name's Sue Elwood. Now, all you have to do
No, but Nancy, now, not so fast. After all, a woman.
Oh, but you'll like her. She's cute.
Just stop right there. If you think for one minute
Oh, but she's strictly a career woman, Don. Here, I'll give you her telephone number.
Yeah, but Nancy, that's a 3,000-mile drive.
Oh,
I can't...
please, Don. Oh, gosh, I've talked too long already. The number is Plaza 12334. Oh, I know you'll love Sue.
Yeah.
And it's sweet of you to give her a ride.
Yes, but...
goodbye, Don.
But Nancy, look, I... Hello? Hello?
What number were you calling, please?
Well, I was... oh, never mind. Her and her bright ideas. Oh, she'll be all right. Career woman. Yeah. Well, here goes nothing.
Operator.
Yeah, Plaza 12334, please.
Plaza 12334?
Yes.
One moment, please.
Career, huh? Well, maybe if I tell her I can't wait, she'll say that...
Hello?
Hello, Miss, well, I mean, I'm trying to contact Miss Sue Elwood.
Who's calling, please?
Don Hamilton. I'm a friend of Nancy Hope, and
oh,
she's...
oh, why didn't you say so? It's 558 882nd.
What?
Well, you need the address, don't you? I'll be ready whenever you want to go, Mr. Hamilton. Come right over. I'll be waiting. Goodbye.
Well, but... goodbye. Holy smoke, it's the first time I ever heard of a woman being ready on time. I don't get it.
Hello? You're Mr. Hamilton?
Why, yes. Well.
Well?
You're not Miss Elwood. Sue Elwood?
Why, sure. I have my coat all set.
Well, yes, of course.
Shall we go?
Oh, but are you sure you've had time to pack? I mean, after all, we're driving 3,000 miles.
3,223 miles, you mean. Here, would you mind carrying this hat box, please? I can manage the rest.
Oh, no. I'll take suitcases. They look kind of heavy.
Don't bother. I can manage. Just close the door after us, will you?
All right, but you're sure those bags aren't too much?
Mm-hmm. Positive.
Just as you say.
Ready?
Yep. After you. Well, we're on our way. Hey, take it easy on those stairs.
No, I'm all right.
Oh, here now, let me help
you. Oh!
Hey, look out! Elwood, are you all right?
I'm fine, thank you.
Now, will you let me help you?
Shall we go?
Here, I'll carry those the rest of the way.
Oh, no, I'll manage. Just bring the hatbox, please.
But...
Please, Mr. Hamilton, come along.
Boy, she's beautiful, but...
Are you coming?
Yes, I... What a trip this is going to be. Should a body meet a body coming through the rye? Should a body kiss a body? My singing doesn't bother you, does it?
Not at all.
Oh. Well, frankly, I'm getting a little tired of it myself.
Oh?
You mind if we talk for a change?
If you like.
Thanks.
What would you like to talk about?
I don't care. How about Nancy? It's a good logical topic, mutual friend and all that.
If it hadn't been for Nancy, we wouldn't be here, would we?
Yeah. You haven't been the least bit of trouble.
Why, thank you.
You know, Nancy's different from you. I'd hardly think you were related.
You mean I'm much more independent? Not the type who might try to run off with one of her boyfriends.
Boyfriend? Meaning me?
Of course.
Why, Nancy's mother was my third grade school teacher. I've known them for years. That's an old friend of the family.
Not according to Nancy.
Oh?
Surprise?
No, I guess not. Boyfriend. Well, I could do a lot worse than Nancy. Sweet girl.
I suppose so. Have you seen her recently?
No, it's been a year or so. Maybe two. She writes fairly often. How long since you've seen her?
Oh, not since last summer. The company I was with moved to New York, and I went with it.
Uh-huh. And now the company's moving to Los Angeles, is that it?
No, I got tired of the firm, or at least of New York.
Oh, I see.
So now I'm on a vacation until I find another job.
Yeah, you're sort of a career girl, huh?
A draftsman, to be exact. Anything wrong with that?
No, I guess not. You're that particular type.
I am not a type, thank you. I'm an independent woman who depends on a man for nothing.
Well, let's skip it.
Now, would you like to tell me a little bit about yourself?
Me? Oh, no, you wouldn't be interested.
Well, how do you know I wouldn't? Don't jump to conclusions about me.
Well, I'm an industrial engineer. I'm the kind who never has any trouble with draftsmen.
Oh, you are?
Yes. So long as they're careful to follow instructions.
You mean you know exactly where you're going and you don't need any help?
That's right.
Then I suppose I shouldn't tell you that you've just passed the road to Omaha.
I have? Oh, yeah, I have.
Should a body meet a body coming through the rye? Notice the sign. We just entered Nevada.
If a body kissed a body, should a body cry?
Oh, can't you sing anything else?
Uh-oh.
Well, what's the matter?
Flat tire. Thought it was about time we had one.
Well?
Well, what?
Aren't you going to change it?
Sure. Don't rush me.
Can I help?
No, it's a... Say, now, why didn't I think of that?
Think of what?
Well, you can change the tire.
Me?
Sure, why not? No reason why I should do all the work just because I'm a man.
Well, of all things.
Remember the independent woman.
Very well, Mr. Hamilton.
Hey, where are you going?
To change the tire. What else?
Well,
isn't that what you want me to do?
Well, yes.
Then what are we waiting for?
Okay. Take off your shoes while I get the jack.
My shoes?
Well, you can't change a tire in high heels, you know. Better take off your stockings, too.
But, really, Mr. Hamilton?
Well, what are we waiting for?
All right, I suppose I... by much.
That's our spirit. You know how to use a jack?
Well, not very well.
Have you ever changed a tire before?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I thought so. All right, I'll tell you just what to do. First, you crawl under the car and push that stone out from under the axle.
Oh, I will not crawl under the car.
All right, I'll do it.
Wouldn't it be easier to move the car?
Why waste all that time? Here, I'll get under.
You get away. I'll do it.
Go right ahead, my dear.
Oh, I'll show you. I can
take it. Shitty-body, me-body. Good, good. You're doing fine. Come in through the bright. Shitty-body, shitty-body.
I can hardly move it.
Use both hands. Don't be afraid of it. Push.
Oh. I am pushing. Oh.
There. That's it. That's fine. Call out now.
Oh, I can't. I'm caught under here.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, just relax and I'll pull you out.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, now you can make the rest of the way under your own power.
Oh, you go away. Well, thank you for helping me.
Oh, don't mention it. Now, here's your jack. Or you'll have to crawl back under to put the jack in place.
What? Put the jack in place?
Of course.
Oh, I will not crawl under that car again.
And why not?
Because
Must I do that part of it myself?
Yes. You can change the tire. You can do whatever you please. I'm through. I'm going to hitchhike.
Look, Sue, fix your hair and get into the car. I'll take care of everything.
You make me so mad I can just...
I'm sorry, Sue. Well, I'll pull out the spare tire and this won't take you 10 minutes. Huh? Oh.
Now what's the matter?
I must have left that spare tire in Kansas City. It isn't here.
Well, Mastermind, what do we do now?
We'll just have to drive on the flat till we get to a garage.
Oh, for a covered wagon and a team of oxen. Westward ho!
Well, we made it.
Yep. It's so peaceful on the desert.
Yeah.
Howdy, neighbors. Have a little trouble?
Hello there. Say, can you sell us a couple of tires?
Tires?
Mm-hmm.
Got an old bicycle tire. That'll help you any.
No, thanks.
Well, where can I buy a couple of tires?
Well, I guess they can fix you up in Putnamville.
Mm-hmm. How far is that?
Putnamville. Only about 50 miles.
50 miles?
Say, you sure chewed up that tire, didn't you? Why don't you stop and put your spare on, huh?
Well, you see, it's...
We left our spare tire in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Kansas City, huh? Great town, Kansas City. I remember back in 16 when I was...
Excuse me, but getting late, you know,
yes,
and we...
Yes, sure it is. Moon will be up right soon now. Say, I bet you folks don't have air like this back in Kansas City. No, sirree, you don't have air back there like this.
Can you tell us how we can get another tire?
Yep, the bus will come through here at about 4 o'clock tomorrow morning, and we'll send word to Putnamsville.
Yeah. You mean we have to spend the night here?
Why, sure. You and your missus can bunk in my cabin. Clarence is the name. Call me Clarence.
Yeah, but you see...
Think nothing of it, my friend. Think nothing of it. I'll roll up outside in a blanket.
Well, but you see...
I'm not his missus. We're not married.
Oh, not married, huh? Well, that's different.
Will it be all right if Miss Elwood sleeps in your cabin while I sleep out here with you?
Why, sure, D-line.
Oh, no. You go ahead, Don. I'll curl up in the back seat.
Now, Sue, you might just as well go in and get a good night's sleep on a comfortable bed.
Oh, don't worry, miss. I keep a clean place here. I say I keep a clean place here.
Yes. Well, I suppose I have no other choice.
Okay, I'll get your bag.
Oh, no. I'll fetch the bags. You young folks just sit a while and look at the moon. There she comes. I say, there she comes.
The curtain falls on Act One of A Woman's Place. Act Two follows in just a moment. What makes hair look young? It's color and gleam. So don't let a color dim out, dull your hair, and make your hair look older. Change now to Rave, the sensational cream shampoo. With your very first Rave shampoo, see Rave's rich, creamy lather uncover gorgeous new natural color in your hair. Color you never dreamed was there. Rave is not a dye, not a tint, not a soap. Rave is the cream shampoo that brings out color and gleam. Even in hardest water, Rave cream shampoo bursts into billows of lather, rinses out fast, yes, and removes all loose dandruff. Rave contains lanolin, doesn't leave hair straw dry. Entire families everywhere are changing to Rave cream shampoo. So try Rave yourself. See Rave uncover breathtaking new natural color in your hair. And you'll rave and rave and rave. Get Rave, R-A-Y-V-E, sensational new Rave cream shampoo at all drug, department, and 10-cent stores. Handy tube, 60 cents. Family size, $1. Get Rave today. As our second act opens, Sue is asleep in the cabin, and Don and the old-timer are spending the night outdoors. It's quiet on the desert. Well, fairly quiet.
Oh, brother, wish I could sleep like that. Clarence. Clarence, wake up. What's that?
What's that? Where's the Winchester? Huh?
Listen, Clarence, I hear something.
There. Oh, no, that's nothing but an old coyote. Go back to sleep, will you, fella?
Well, how soon will that bus be coming along?
Don't you worry none, son. I always wake up before the bus comes along. Go back to sleep now.
Oh, I'm so cold, I can't sleep.
Go fetch yourself another blanket.
Well, I'll find one.
In my cabin. I say, in my cabin.
Oh, I sure hope Sue's still awake. Oh.
Sue. It's me, Don. Are you awake?
Mm-hmm. I'm awake. What do you want?
I can't get to sleep either. It's cold out here. I'm freezing.
Why don't you go someplace and build a fire?
I haven't any matches.
Oh, go rub a couple of sticks together.
Oh, Sue, could you please spare an extra blanket?
Oh, all right. You can have my blanket.
What?
Here you are.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't know there was only one more blanket.
You can come in here and sleep.
No, I wouldn't think of it.
It's all right, Don. I'll take your overcoat and my overcoat, and I'll go outside out comfortable.
Tell you what. We'll take your overcoat and my overcoat and your blanket and my blanket, and we'll both be comfortable.
Oh, you. All right, let's go.
Okay.
Oh, that bed is awful. The spring's broken.
Well, there's old Clarence. I say, there's old Clarence. Dead to the world.
Let's try not to wake him.
Well, we'll have to move him over a little bit.
Dip, dip. Bang, bang. Hey, where's the Winchester? Wait a minute.
Take it easy.
What's going on here? I say, what's going on
all
here?
All right, Clarence. I say, it's all right. We're just climbing in beside you.
Oh, now, that ain't nothing but an old coyote, so go back to sleep again. Go back.
Well, it didn't take him very long to doze off again.
Oh, gosh, this is wonderful country. Look at those stars.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen the sky so bright and clear.
Yeah, and smell that air. We folks don't have air like that back in Kansas City. No siree.
Yeah, but there is something back in Kansas City that we don't have here.
What's that?
Our spare tire.
Yes.
You know, it was silly of you to forget it.
Look, Sue, if you hadn't insisted on having your compact out of the rear compartment, I wouldn't have mislaid that tire.
Mislaid? Don, we mislay compacts. We lose tires.
I understand the English language.
There you go again, the mastermind, the great engineer.
Sue, you know, that's just the trouble with you. You're always afraid.
What do you mean I'm afraid?
You're always afraid that some man is trying to take advantage of you.
I am not.
You are, too?
Give me that blanket. I'm going back to the cabin.
Hey, what's going on?
Now, Sue, you listen to me.
I'd rather not hear one more word from you.
What'd I say?
Not one more word until we get to Los Angeles.
Listen.
There's the bus.
Oh, I
say, that's about it. Quiet. Bottom
George.
Away, fella. Bottom away. Got a flag down the bus. Got a flag down.
Shoo-da-body, me-da-body, you're coming through the ride.
Keep quiet.
Days, 16 hours, and 32 minutes. That's not a bad time, is it? Hey, Sue, come on, wake up.
What is it? Where are we?
End of the line.
Oh.
What's the matter?
I forgot I wasn't speaking to you.
Aren't you even going to speak to me now that we're at Nancy's place?
Well, all right, but only when necessary.
Oh, I'm flattered. Well, this is the house. Shall we go in?
Do you think they're still awake?
Evidently. The lights are still on. Come on, let's go.
All right.
Just bring what you'll need tonight, Sue. We'll get the rest in the morning.
So I think we'd all better get to bed and save the rest of our talk until morning.
Well, we are pretty tired, Mrs. Hope.
Oh, I don, you poor darling. You must be dead. And Sue, of course.
Thank you, Nancy.
Well, now, Don can have the guest room. And, well, I hope you won't mind, Sue, dear. We thought you might sleep with Nancy for a few nights.
But wouldn't that be very uncomfortable for Nancy?
Oh, I'm sure Nancy won't mind.
Well, there's the day bed out on the side porch, of course.
Would that be all right?
Now, Nancy, I don't think that...
Oh, it's really quite comfortable, except for the broken sprain.
Sue doesn't like broken sprains. Let me sleep out on the bed.
Oh, I wouldn't think of it, Aunt Martha.
Well, if you're sure it's all right, Sue, we'd better go and find some blankets for you.
Fine. Good night.
Good night, Sue.
Now, Nancy, don't keep Don up all night. Come along, Sue, dear.
You know, Don, I think it's wonderful of you.
Huh? What is?
Oh, you're driving all the way out here just to spend a few days with us.
Oh, well, I'm glad you feel that way, Nancy, but matter of fact, there was something else, too. You see, Carlisle Aircraft needed an engineer.
Oh, Don, then you'll stay here.
Well, until I find a place of my own. But we'll argue about that tomorrow, huh? Good night.
Don?
Hmm?
Isn't there something you're forgetting?
Forgetting?
You may kiss me goodnight.
What? Oh, sure.
Oh, no. No, Don, not like that.
No?
No, like this.
Nancy.
Oh, Don.
Excuse me.
Oh, Sue, excuse me.
Are you finished?
Finished? Yes, I'm finished.
Hello,
well, I mean...
Sue. Sorry to interrupt, but this seems to be the only way to get to the port.
Oh, that's quite all right.
Sue, can I help carry those blankets?
No, thanks, Mr. Hamilton. You have your hands full.
Boy, what a day.
Oh, it's you, Don. You're late this evening, aren't
Mrs.
you?
Oh, Mrs. Hope.
Apartment hunting again.
Yep, and no luck.
Oh, that's too bad. You know, Sue's fortunate. She got one this morning.
An apartment?
Mm-hmm. Oh, but now, don't you worry. You can stay on here until you find something. Here, let me take your papers. My, don't they look complicated?
Just the revisions on that new heating plant. I'm supposed to have some clean drawings made up by morning.
Oh, but I thought you and Nancy were going to the supper dance.
Tonight? Oh, holy smoke, I'd forgotten all about it.
Everybody, we're terribly late, aren't we? But I insisted on Sue going shopping with me.
Hello, Aunt Martha.
Hello, Sue. Look, Nancy, I'm terribly sorry, but I'm afraid I'll have to call off our date tonight.
Oh, but Don, you can't do this to me.
Nancy, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but these drawings must be finished.
Don, why don't you let me make the changes?
You? Well...
Why not, Don? She's a very fine draftsman.
Well, this is pretty complicated.
Do you think it's too complicated for me?
No, I only meant that it'd take a lot of time.
Not at all. It would give me something to do.
Oh, Sue, you're a darling. Come along, Don.
Yeah, but wait till I tell Sue...
Never you mind. Just run along.
Gee, you're a swell sport.
That's all right.
Oh, she'd a lot rather be doing this than go out dancing with some man, wouldn't you, Sue? Good night, dear.
Oh, morning, Nancy. Where's Sue?
Oh, hasn't anybody told you? She moved to her apartment this morning.
Oh?
Early this morning.
Oh, what's her address? I'm going right over.
Why do you have to go over there? I can give you a telephone number.
No, this is one time a phone call won't do.
Why? What do you mean?
Nancy, you should see those drawings she made.
Drawings?
Yeah, she's done a terrific job. She made some changes that'll save the company $20,000. Here, let me show you.
Now, listen, Don. I haven't time to go into all that. When are we going to get things settled?
Settled?
Yes, don't you want to marry me?
Well, now, Nancy, there's no sense in making any definite plans until we have...
Just a second, I'll get it.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, Nancy?
Yes. Oh, hello. How is everything?
Oh, all right. Is Don there?
No, I'm sorry, dear.
Will you give him a message for me?
Why, of course.
Will you tell him that I found an apartment for him?
Oh, how wonderful. Where is it?
It's the one I moved into this morning.
Oh, but Sue, where are you going to live?
Sue?
I'm going to Alaska with a construction crew.
Alaska? Oh, that's marvelous. I mean, it's a wonderful break for you, isn't it, dear?
Let me talk to Sue.
All right, I'll tell him. Goodbye, dear.
Nancy, why didn't you let me talk to her?
She really didn't have anything to tell you, darling, except that we could have her apartment.
Well, she only moved in this morning.
I know, but she...
What's this Alaska business?
Oh, she's got a wonderful offer for the construction company, and she's leaving right away.
She's leaving? Well, so am I. There are a lot of things I want to tell Sue before she gets out of town. What's this I hear about your leaving for Alaska?
It's a wonderful offer, Don, and I couldn't turn it down. And it does mean that you'll have an apartment.
And what makes you think I want an apartment?
Well, it means that you and Nancy can... That you and Nancy can...
Get married?
Yes.
Now, look, Sue. I came here to tell you about those wonderful drawings you made. But I've changed my mind. There's something else I want to talk about first.
Well?
You and me.
What about us?
Would you change your mind about Alaska if you had an offer that you'd like a little better?
I might.
Sue, can't you see? If you hadn't been so stubborn and I hadn't been so... stubborn, we could have done this long ago.
Oh, Don. Don.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Hey. How'd you like to help me change a tire? Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're glad you enjoyed tonight's play. Next week, we'll be back with a very exciting comedy. When a woman talks too much, you know, anything can happen, and usually does. Especially when she's the girlfriend of a young and ambitious detective. In this story, I find myself all mixed up with a cute manicurist, a university professor, a bank robber, and, of all things, poisonous reptiles. I know you won't want to miss Talk to Me. So why not join us next week when Rave Cream Shampoo will again present Grand Marquis.
Tonight's original play, A Woman's Place, was written by Joe E. Grenzbach and produced by Norman Felton. Owen Soleil played Don and Beryl Vaughn played Sue. The orchestra was conducted by Joseph Colicchio with original music composed by Emil Soderstrom. Be with us again next week when Grand Marquis will again blaze with light and color high in the gay airways, inviting you to join our audience for a performance of Talk to Me.